This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanue. The St. Louis County Police Department is launching a new education initiative to combat the region's alarming number of heroin-related deaths. Detective Casey Lambert will lead the program by educating the public on the drug's dangers and connecting them with resources. St. Louis Public Radio's Stephanie Lecce recently spoke with Lambert about the message she'll bring to the community.
We just want to get it out there to everyone that it's a dangerous drug. It's something that you can't even try once, because once is all it takes. Once is all it takes to get addicted or even die from it. So that's what we're trying to get across, that, you know, I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not trying to sit here and just, you know, be your mom or dad and say, don't do drugs. But unfortunately, heroin is something that is killing our society, and something needs to be done about it.
We'll lay out the problem here. Why is this so important now to be doing?
The overdoses keep increasing, and to know that it's 14, 15-year-olds, it's young kids that are getting their hands on this, I like to look at it as this. Since the early 2000s, we've had close to over 2,500 people die in just the St. Louis area because of this. So take a high school, take actually two high schools, because that's probably how many people we're dealing with, and just blow it up. And that's how many people that this drug's killing.
What is the draw for young people?
I've had that question myself, and I've asked a few users, and this is the answer that is most popular. They were going to study for finals, and their friend said, if you take this, you know, this medicine, it'll help you stay up or it'll help you study. And it happens to be prescription painkillers. So they start taking it, and they like the way they feel, or they like the way it makes their body react. So they keep using it. So they get a dependence on it, and they get addicted to it. Well, pretty soon, that supply is going to run out. And it does, and they don't know where else to get it. So they move on to heroin, because it's the same morphine. It's the same effect that it gives. And it's not, you know, it's not the fact that, oh, it's a, you know, a poor drug, or it's a rich drug, or it's a middle-class drug. It's everywhere. I mean, everybody has these medications.
Does Missouri need a prescription drug monitoring program?
Yes, I firmly believe they do. I think we're one of the very few states that do not have one. And it's as simple as just tracking down which individual is getting which drug at which time. Because right now, I can go into a doctor's office and say, I have this terrible leg pain. And, you know, you cannot verify if somebody's truly having this pain or not. You just have to go by what they're saying. So you're going to issue them this medication, and that person can go a week later to another doctor and say, oh, I have this terrible back pain. And they're going to get it issued as well. So, I mean, it's adding to the problem that we have, yes.
I suspect that a lot of the information that you're going to be putting out there isn't so much for the user themselves, but for people around the user, loved ones, family, neighbors.
The advice I give is just to tell them what to look for. You might not even know your child or grandchild or anybody is addicted to heroin or using it, but there are key factors to look for to tell if somebody is using. Missing spoons is a good one. You know, your dishwasher's eating the spoons. Where are the spoons at? Candles missing. Syringes. Finding out your children are lying. Like, oh, I'm going to a friend's house and you find out they're not. Little plastic baggies. The list goes on and on. It's something you can't be ashamed of. I mean, if your child's addicted to heroin, it's an illness. It's something that no matter how many users I've talked to, they've never told me, you know, they were glad that they've taken the drug. They all regret it. So it's just something that you have to help them with.
What do you want the public to know about this role?
I'm not out there to get anybody in trouble. I'm strictly out there just to provide education, give them help that they can't seek themselves, and help them recover.